Rabbi Yossi Chazan Parshas Kedoshim.
Good morning. Said in Zohar HaKadosh, this is Parsha Kadmatu Chavraya Kadish Lai Parsha Chado. When the Chavraya Kadish of Shirbei Achoy came to Parshas Kedoshim, they rejoiced. One has to understand what's the Simcha Yaseira of Parshas Kedoshim, and why Dafka the Chavraya Kadisha of Rav Shimei Achoy, they were the ones who rejoiced. If we find ourselves in the days of Sfiras Ha'emer, L'Tareinu, L'Kacheinu, B'Gdushos Chelyoinu, that Tfilo Tzadik says, D'mili Omer, Ayin Mem Reish, Ayin is Ayin Yud Nun, Mem Mem, Reish is Yud Shin, the Mili of Omer is Gimatria Kodesh. So it's a time that one is searching for Kedusha. Obviously, Parshas Kedushim is incredibly relevant. What is the raya from what's the uniqueness of Parshas Kedushim? Let me just be mocked him a few kashas. I'm going fast. Number one, the Pasuk says, Dabra el kol adas b'nei Yisrael v'amarta lehem Kedushim tiyu. So Rashi says, Dabra el kol adas b'nei Zechariah, the Parshazu nemra b'hakel, l'fish reiv gufei atayra tluyin bo. One has to understand why dafka these mitzvahs were said b'hakel, or kol atayra was said to all of b'nei Yisrael. What's unique in this week's parasha? Then it says in the Pasuk, Kedushim tiyu. Really, grammatically, what should have said Loshen Tzivui? Kedoshim Yiyu, not Kedoshim Tiyu, which is Loshen Avtocha, Loshen Avtocha, Loshen Avados. Number three, the Medr says, Zesha Omar HaKosuv, Kedoshim Tiyu. This is connected to the Pasuk, V'atem Advekim Hashem Alikeichem. What in the world does that got to do with Kedoshim Tiyu? Number four says the Medrash Al Yoinim Lufisha Ain Yetzarai Matsuya Beneim. The Malachim, the Al Yoinim, they have no Yetzahara, therefore it's Dai Bikdusha Achas. Or Bertachtoinim, because the Yetzahara is within them, Halavai that Shtei Kedusha such as Feis. What is this? I have no idea what it means. One Kedusha for Malachim, two Kedushas for Klal Yisrael. Then the Medrash Tachumba says, Be'ilam Azeh Kedushim Nikreisim. In this world, you're called Kiddushim. Avala Osi, the Pasuk says, V'hoi ha'nishir b'tziyan v'nusiv yushalayim kodush yemrulim. What are you talking about? What's this world, the future world? Now you call Kiddushim, in the future you'll say kodush yemrulim. What's happening here? Now to the famous Medrash, Kiddushim to you, because I'll say, Yochel kamoini. You'll think like you'll be kedushim like the Ebrisher Talmud Leimar Yashem Lekechem kedushasi lemaila mikdushas. My kedusha says the Ebrisher's group. Hello, like what's the Hava mean? What does it mean? Okay. To understand this is a famous classic vort from the Merv Shomish, great Talmud of the Remelech of Shems, who says that it's impossible to come to kedusha until a person becomes dovuk in oiv de Hashem, in erlich Yidden. Ulufi, according to the Ruiv Ha'am, according to the numbers of the people who get together, who makabits, to serve the Rabbeinu Shleilam, there is a greater Gilui Kedush Elyin. And elsewhere he writes, that Gemara says in Sanhedrin of Lamites, Kol Be'asara Shechinta Sharia, the Shechina is Shaira, where there is 10 people, says, Avadai Alachas Kama Vakama, the greater, even the numerical, the number of people who gather together in a kol to serve the Rabbeinu Shalom, to daven, to learn the Chulu, there's a greater Hashuras Hashechina, there's greater Kedusha, which is generated. And he says that elsewhere he writes, Amuriti Gavort, the Chazal say, whenever there's a tzibur who davens together, they can mevatel all gezeiros rois and koshes chas v'shalom. And he says, how do you know the pasuk says beroiv am hadras melech? So the Merv Shomish taich is hadras melech milosh hadranabi. The Eibushter was goyzer gezeira, and he's choyzer from the gezeira lefi erech the beroiv am. How many people are there? And later, next shikol he brings from his rebbe from the Melech of the Gens. That's pshat in pasuk in Yirmiyah. Pasuk says, "Im yisos." Normally, you taitz b'loshen bitmiyah. Im yisoser ishpim istorim. If a person hides in a cave, ergets va'ani lo yarenu l'mashem, will I not see him? The Rabbi Meir taitz it b'nichusu. It's a statement. If you're going to hide and you're misbuided, you're porous from the tzibur, from the call, from other human beings, then the Eibur just says, "Givalt, aber I'm not looking at you." And actually in the Heichel Bracha, it brings the Maisa. What happened was, there was a big tzaddik who lived far away. And he was misboided, he was called in the Heim, a Porush. And he sat in Bismedjah Yom of Alayla, Otuf and Talus and Tfilin. He never spoke to people, he was living in a different plane. And he heard about the Nefloyes of Rebelech of Lezhensk, he wanted to check it out. He went to Lezhensk, went into the Bismedjah. When he arrived in the Bismedjah, the Rebelech of Lezhensk, Tzofa Baruch HaKodesh, and he sees this holy persons come. He went into the Beis Medrash, and he never met him before in his life, and he told him this word, Im Yisosur Ish Bim Vistorim, if a person is alone, Bizboididus, and is not Mu'urid Im Habriyas, he's a Purish Menatzibur, the Eber just said, don't look at him. And the guy did tshuva for it, and he became from the Gedolei Talmidim of the Rabbi Melech, his identity is unknown. Right? And that Prat in Medrash, Kedoshim Ti, you have to be holy. You would think holiness is Prat's face going into a cave outside of Tzfas and wearing a green turban, and you're parish from the rest of the world. Talmud Loimer Ani Hashem Likechem Kedushasi L'mayla Mikdushasim. The Eberster is Yochid U'miyuchid. Why double special Yochid U'miyuchid? The Eberster is Yechidius, his individuality, his sublimity, is the fact that he's transcended above the world. That is Miyuchid. That's unique to the Eberster. Aber the Kedusha of Kedushin Tiu Parshazu Nemer B'Hakel Dafka amongst other Yidin. And the Emes, as far as Emes says in this week's parasha, it's impossible to come to Kedusha unless one is Mevatel and Miskalel and Mischaber to Klal Yisroel. So the whole idea of Golos comes because Yidin, there was Sinas Chinam, there was Pirat HaLevoves. Unless there's Achtus and a person is part of a community, a shul, a community, he cannot possibly come to Kedusha. And in this, the Geula is Toli. And Bechlal, it says in Sforim, the Arizal says, every Yid is Mechuyiv to learn Kol HaTeira Kula. Every Yid is Mechuyiv, the Nesham has to fulfill all Tariyag Mitzvahs. Mashav Adibon Mais. Shtelz of the Klotzkash, we discuss this countless times. It is impossible for any one singular individual to fulfill all Tariyag Mitzvahs, some Kehanim, some apply to Levim, some are situational. You have Mechuyiv to give a get to your wife just because it's a mitzvah to give a get. It's a Seder Eis, actually. Hello? Elamai, that's in this forum, the Beishmal Acher, many, that's not the would-be convert at Hill. How could I be Uymid al Regal Achas without going back Gilgul time and time again and keep Kol HaTeira Kula? One of the answers is by Iskalus of Klal Yisroel. You do this mitzvah, the other guy does the other mitzvah, and the Idich Perusha, the other way is learning Kol HaTeira Kula. And therefore, it's important for him. But whether you're dealing with Talmud Torah, whether you're dealing with Tefillah, it's impossible to really be poyel unless you're a bechabura. And a Torah nictus el bechabura, the Gemara says the brachos. There's a fourth from the Rebbe of Yonison. He says the Gemara says in Sukkah and Kiddushin in Pogah bechab menuvel zeh. The Yitzhar is getting better. What do you do? Mashchel beresmeder. It didn't say in Pogah bechab menuvel zeh. Learn Torah. Learn b'rabim, b'chavrusa, with other people, and then you'll be able to have the zchus to overcome the yitzhara. So in other words, that we say, Yidin were given two kedushas, so the Moshe Rebbe and Yisra Bracha says, this kedushas ha-prat, as an individual, and this kedushas ha-klau. Right? In this world, it's impossible to come to kedusha unless a yid is part of a cult. That every individual beprotius will be nisgal by him the kedusha that he has, and therefore as dimri noyim the jikavar tait kedushim to you plural miut rabim mishnayim, you have different types of kedusha, right, which is necessarily in this world. The vort in the Belzer Rebbe, Shalom Belzer, pasuk says by Matan Torah hagbel as haom vikidashti, hagbel as ahor vikidashti. Ritzigi machi of the word hor. 205. And you have to be magba on all four sides. How much is 205 hor times 4? 820. Yeah? What is 820? No, it's 2 times 410. 2 times Kaddish. Yes? Which is also bigi machi of a half to reacha kamecha. How do you come to what? To have the kedusha of the prat and the kedusha of the klal by having a havas yisrael by joining with other Eden. And therefore the pasuk says, Kidoishim Tiyu. Not only it's a mitzvah, but it's a haftocha, it's a vados. Say this form, Al derech you find, we say in Perkei Avos during the summer months. Kol, we start off by always, but Kol Yisrael, Yesh Lehem Chelam, with a vados. What's the vados? Because when because the pasuk says va'amir kulam tzaddikim, how do you know you're a tzaddik? Maybe you're in the beinoni. Maybe you're a chafshol faker, right? Say the svarim akdoshim. The klal Yisrael is muftach. Klal Yisrael is a nitzchi. Klal Yisrael as a klal always has a echel habo, and in that there's no bechir. Come whatever may, the Abish will find way that klal Yisrael. What is Netzer Matoi, the fruit as an individual? That's Masa Yodei Lispoer. From that, there is Bechira Chofshis, and on that, the Eibishter gets Nachas Ruach. The Satmar Rebbe, this is what I said now for the McDonald's Eliezer, the Berek Sassarot, but Satmar Rebbe, the present Satmar Rebbe, in Lev Aaron, a Pirkei Ovid, says, he brings from a Zaydin Yid of Lev, that is the oldest form of Amali. You remember Bilam? The Shegetz wanted to curse Klal Yisrael and Zegeta Nisht. So the Pasuk there says, Efes Kotseyu Tira V'Kula Lezer. You could find Chisroinus in the individual, in a Prat, in Kotseyu, one part of the Aber V'Kulu, if you look at Klal Yisrael generally, Lezer, you can't find Chisroinus. If the Messiah says, where is V'Kulu? Said in Shirashirim, it said in Shir Hashirim, Chikoy Mamtakim V'Kulei Machmadim. Klal Yisrael as a whole, as an institution, is Machmadim. There's no chesroinus by the Klal. Why is that? So the famous word from the Rebbe of Zusha van Apollo, I've said this like countless times, famous Gemara in Chulun Dav Zayin, Yisrael Kedoshim. Yidin are holy. Why Yidin Kedoshim? What's talking? Yesha Roitza Ve'ein Loi, V'yesha Ein Loi, there are those people who have money and they give, but there are those people who would love to share, they don't have. And there are those people who have the money, but they don't give. They don't want to give. If you have and you don't give, Tosfos says, we're talking about a person would like not, he would like not to give. The rabbi will say, so he gives only b'nei abusha. Fortshver, a person who gives only because of busha, right? You call him a kodesh. Kam is a shtickle mensch. Even that is whatever. A kodesh. So the famous vort the busha says. The Gemara says in kiddushin machshava koyva hakadosh baruch hu mistarful lemaisa. The Gemara wanted to say that a good thought, right, is machshava koyva kemaisa mistarful lemaisa. I've said this like a gazillion times. There's some people who have machshavas that they really want to do mitzvahs, but the situation arises, they're honest, they can't do it. So the machshava taiva is there, the maisa is not there. There are other people who do the maisa, either commits the national mother, they have bush or whatever, they do the maisa, the machshava ain't so holy. What does the Eibishter do? Right? He's mitztarif. He makes a shidduch. This person has the maisa, this person has the machshava, and the Eibishter is mitztarif, this guy's machshava, that guy's maisa, and it becomes a shlemus. Now, obviously, you don't got to be a genius to work out the tziruf of the machshava toiva to this other guy's ma'isa only works when you're aguda achas. When you're one, when you're halzach tzadamin, then we could make a tziruf between the two and you get shlims. And therefore, the pasuk says, v'ameh kulam tzadikim, right? Ma'ase yodai lispor, even you do mitzvahs, and your mitzvahs are like a bit lacking in your kavona, in your machshava. Aber if the Eibush is mitzarif one to the other, and you're mitzurif and you're bottle and you're mischaber and miskalal with the call, then ma'asa yoda, even the mitzvah without the machshava is lispar, the Eibush gets nachas from. MS, the Koli Daraisa in the back of the Divrei Yisrael from the Baruch Rebbe says the same word. There's a pasuk which says, you all know the pasuk, we say it, Hayyotzer Yachad Libam, Hamevin al Kol Masayim. So the Gemara Shalom says, Hayyotzer Roya Yachad Libam, the Yotzer, the Creator, the Baruch Baruch, understands their hearts, and therefore it looks at Kol Masayim. What's going on here? Now he says this word. Be protius, you look at every individual, we're all like no one's perfect. Aber that's only be protius, but when you miscowl with the klal, right, then there's perfection. That's MS is his son, the Yisabracha, says a similar word, the beautiful Taich. It says the, by creation, Vayara Likim is Kol Asher also, Vine Toivoy. The Abraham story, that which he created, and it's all beautiful, it's all wonderful. Right? The Medrash says, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, right? Melech Basar Vadom, he builds a palt and he builds a palace. So what does he do? Mabit Be'elyoinim B'riachas, he looks at the Elyoinim with one look, and he looks at the Tachtoinim with another look. Or the Abishta looks in one look on Elyoinim and Tachtoinim. Look where this Medrash like Chosar Avara, what in the world is the Medrash talking about? Now the Pshat is, this is the word, Efes Katseyu Tira V'chul Esir. By a Melech Basar Vadom, he looks at the Elyoinim, the holy people, the Tzadikim with one look. He looked at the Tachtoinim, Nidrika people, the prostitute people, with another look. Arbor, the Abishter, looks at everybody. Well, this is the secret, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, V'kulon niskorin biskirachs. It's a gewaldige chesed of the Abishter that he looks at everybody in one look. He looked at the klal, Tzadikim, Beinonim, Rishon, everyone together. And therefore he's done as good. If you look at the world, is it a good world, a bad world? So the pasuk says, "Vayar Elikim es kol asher oso." If you look at kol oso oilam, past, present, future, the whole world, then it's vihine toivoid. Same thing with even just to add by a person. It says, "Have dan es kol od b'chassus." Sometimes you see a person doing something; it's very, very trying, taxing to be dan b'chassus. But look at the whole person, where he's coming from, his past, his education. Look at where he's going to. Look at the whole picture. Then you can be done the chavsus. And that's why the Gemara said, "Very digavort." Everyone knows the pasuk in Yeshayah. The pasuk says, "Kina yitzhar baruchish oyse shalom uvoyre ra." Chazal and Shlomo Zagdoyle, when they made this from this pasuk, said, Oyse Shalom Uvoyre Es. How a Chazal Mishana Teva Apart Pasuk. The Chuvah Shedivarnu. If you look at things individually, Uvoyre Ra. You look at Hakol, right? Then it's Hakol is able to change from Ra into Hakol. And elsewhere, the Marzul Rebbe said that's Pshat and Pasuk. We ask the Eibishter Ashkifa Mimin Kotcha. Yeah? So he says the nature of things is, if you look at, if I'm on the same level as you, so I see only a bit, I only see a limited vista, right? If you want to see the whole picture, pick yourself up. And you can look from top of the mountain, you can see the whole, right? So he says, Pshat, we asked the Rabbi Yisrael, Hashkifa, meaning nothing higher than Shemayim. Look down on Klal Yisrael min Hashemayim, and therefore the Kul Leisira, and therefore you'll give brachas to Klal Yisrael. And on this, the pasuk says the Klal Yedua Chibur Atzavim Ephraim Hanachloi. The Chazal says even when Yidden are Oydei Avaydizora, over their Ba'achdus, the Eibur still also, the Eibur doesn't do anything. It's a maven al kol masim. Hayoyitza yachad libom. The Eibur should look different hearts. The Eibur should chal Yisrael ba'achtus. Then, and that's pshat by Bilam. It says vayar misham k'seyom. He only looked, he got smart at the part of the people. The Mashgiach says vayar misham k'seyom is gimatria v'haftul reyachu kam yuchani Hashem. The antidote for looking at a part and finding chesrein is to look at the whole, having Avos Yisro. This is the Maila, by the way, of Tefillah B'Tzibur. Punch Chazal Henkel Kaber Loyimas. There's a concept of B'Tzibur. We discussed countless times here. Famous Rogat Shover, all over Tzofnus Baneach. It's an axiom, a rule of the Rogat Shover. Yosef Engel writes the same idea in Gevura Shmeinim. What is the Geder of B'Tzibur? 10 individuals create a Tzibur. Yeah? 100 individuals are a tzibur. What's the gather of a tzibur? The, I don't know what the word is in English, the sum total of its parts. 10 individuals are davening together. There's a din you could say, Dvar Moshe B'Kedusha. Worse pshat is a tzibur is no longer individuals. The individuality, the identity, the character, the individual are totally wiped away. It's a new mitzias of a, to put it in brisker terminology, the chefts of a tzibur erases the gavras. There are no individuals here. And the Ragachavar wants to be toiled this in machlokes and brachas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi ben somebody or other. I can't remember, right? If you're benji, bezimun, you have three people, you have a zimun, nevarech, shachal mishle. 10 people, nevarech, elikain. We have 100 people. So one says, nevarech Hashem elikainu, and you got 1,000 people, nevarech Hashem elikainu, elikain Yisrael, right? Rabbi Akiva says, just like by davening, there's no difference in the nusach tefillah between 10 and 20,000. Al derech zeh by zimun. Vos lik the machlokes. So the Ragachavar teaches, when you're dealing with a tzibur, the first opinion held that it's still an aggregation. The word I don't know English. I come from New York. Accumulates of individuals. Verstehst du? The more individuals, the bigger it is. The Akiva teaches that it's a gather of a tzibur. There's no yechidim here. It doesn't make a difference. It's just 10 or 500,000. It's one tzibur. Well, Derech Rabbi Yosef Engel said there's an opinion in the Gemara in Zvachim that not only could the Kuyin, who's makir of the Korban, be mefagel, let's say he's shechting, and he has in mind, I am going to spritz the, I'm going to sprinkle the blood, the Zrika will be shalevim, shalevim zmanish, shalevim kuyin. You pass with the Korban. But even the Bailin, the owner, the guy who's bringing the Korban, he could also be mefagel. Ask Rabbi Yosef Engel, how could you ever bring a Korban Tomid twice a day? It's a Korban from Klal Yisrael. Right? So maybe there's some apikura somewhere in a chvetz, he's wearing a kibbutz, and he'll mafagel the garment. He'll run for everybody. Says, we're thinking of the cash from the start, because the gather of a tzibur is different from the gather of a shutfim. Shutfim partners, there's have Ruvain, Shim, and Levi are partners. So everyone has a chelik, a bailus in the garment. A gather of a tzibur, we're not looking at the individuals. Hence, we say, the pasuk says, David HaMelech says, tikun tfilasi kiktoiris. By Keteris, you have the Chelbana, which is in itself in the Idrechura, but it becomes subsumed in the with the other 10 Samamonim, right? And therefore, we ask our Tfilis, the famous Klal, the Maral says in the Rechayim and Pirkei Avos, the Melech brings it in the Parshas Dvorim, there's a concept of Chet is only Pegeya in a Prat, in the individual. It's not Pegeya, it doesn't have an effect on the Tzibur. There's a world called Kol Yisrael, and their Chet has no place. Hence we always say, I've said it like 1,000 times, it's very shlema, famous, Tzibur stands for the Trikun, Tzadikim, Beinim, Urishoyim. I've said many times, in fact before Yom Neroyim, it's brought in the Galamukis, Sibur Tzadik Beis Yudvov is Gimachir Rachamim, which is Gimachir Lehibit Oven Beyankim. When there's a Tzibur, you automatically, the creation of the Sibur is Ma'ir Rachamim on people, and it on this there's no Chisrainis. Therefore, the Zoyer HaKadosh, the Ma'ir Dika Zoyer, Tzilusa de Yochad Le'ol Kamei Malka Kadisha, Ele Bechelet Kifa. The prayer of individual needs great koiches to go before the Kisei HaKovet. Ad Le'ol Lahu Tzilusa Le'tarab Le'zavtar Abaduchte. Before this prayer could have said to go to its place, the Eibush looks at the nature of the davening, with the kavona, with the, right? And he looks at the person davening, whether he has schusim or chuvis. When it's a prayer of a tzibur, the Eibush does not look at the individual's davening, it automatically goes up before the Kisei Yaakov. It's actually a muriti chachdoshes from Sefer. How do you know you have to daven with 10 people? So the Chosefer is a Meuridik of word. We all know, I've said this countless times, there's what's called par dinim. 280 type, where do they come from? Par dinim, whatever that means. Because although there's 22 letters in Lashon HaKodesh, each letter brings Kedusha and Ur and Chayas and Elikus in the world without the able to create the world, Basar Mamars. But there's 5 letters in Lashon HaKodesh were the end of a word. Final letters, Mansabach, right? And these are like a full stop, a period. It stops the continuation, puts an end. That's Gevurah. What is the gematria of Mansapach? Mem Nun Tzadi Pei Par 280. The fee ze taiches the chsusif gevalt is a mamsha muri di gepshat. The Gemara says in Brochus, right, that if a person davens, right, yeah, if the Eibusha comes to a bismedrash and he sees there's no minion, there's no asora, what miyadu koyis, he gets angry. Shenemar pasuk says, madua bosi vein ish karosi veinoy. Hello, what's this madua bosi vein ish? Says the Sefer Gevaldige Pshat. We know that the Gemara says elsewhere that HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Yaakov Avinu Kael. Yeah? Vayikra lo Kael Elikei Yisro. The Eibushter called Yaakov Kael. What Mida does the name Kael, Aleph Lamed, that Chesed Kael Kolei? Hello? Every Yid, a descendant of Yaakov Avinu, brings with him, carries with him the shame Kael. What's the gematria of Kael? 31. And a minion is 10, minimum. Hello? What is 10 times 31? 310. You have 10 yidin there, each one 10 times Kael. Then the Eibushter Makoyl, he becomes Mitzuruf to this meeting, right? You got Aleph, Aluf Yishul Oilam, plus the 310. What do I got? Ish. What would be if I don't have a minion? The Eibushter comes to the Bismarck, there's no minion. I only have 9 times scale. How much is 9 times 31? 279. The Eibushter comes into the Bismedrish, and there's 279. And it's Imakoyl. What do I got? What's 280? Par. Din, Vurus, horrible. So the Eibushter, when he comes to the Bismedrish, there's no minion. Miyadu Koyas, because you just evoked the pardinim. And he cries out, Madua Bosi Vein Ish. That you don't have the 311, which is Kael, which is Midas Achesed in the world. That's the Koyach of a minion. I'll give you an example. I'll give you a few examples. Medrash Rabba says, Yikarabba, Lakachtun, Lachemba, Yemarishin, Sukkis, we take the Dal Minim, Zeshamar Akasu, Adotuksiv, Pona El Tfilas Aarar, Vele Boza Est Filos. The Abish looks to the prayers of the desolate, broken person, and he's not. Doesn't despite what's going on. What is Ponel Tfilos Aar got to do with what? With taking Dal Minim. Nor Chazal say Dal Minim are 4 Kiddus of Eden. You got the guy who has Tam Verech till you come to Nebuch the Arova. Poor Arova. Shken Tam, Shken Reich. Literally, right? Yeah? What does the Eibushter do? Take the 4 Minim, be Ma'agye them, right? You Ma'agye them, then the Eibushter look at, they become one. And therefore, Pona El Tfila Sa'arar, which is the Arova. The Arova is like lowest low, right? But the end of the day, the Arova, where he's Mitzurv, with the other meaning, what happens to Shana Rabba when you take the Arova of Zichalein? Literally. There's a mile in the Tzibur, we don't look at him as the individual. Which, by the way, that's what Chazal say. Oy, Rabbi Sternbuch, no, work fast. Hashem Hoshia Hamelach Yanenu Biyem Karenu, as everybody knows, is Gimatria 1118, which is also Gimatria Schach Lulav Esrik Hadasararo. When you take Schach, Sukkis Ma'achetol Yisrael, Ma'achetol Yisrael, Dalmina Bi'igud, then you get Hashem Hoshia Hamelach Yanenu Biyem Karenu, worthy, unworthy, tzaddik, Beinani, or for even worse, right? That's a good one. And therefore, by the way, the Rami Fano says, V'haftul reyacha kamuichani Hashem is gimachia shikutzis. What do you know about shikutzis? In the Anabachoyach, you know, hello, the last line? Shavaseinu kabel ushma tzakiseinu yedeya talumis. Dafka when do you get shikutzis? Dafka when there's Avos Yisrael, when you didn't tefillah ima koil. And Matavis is Gimatria Shalom b'miluah. Can you do it? Therefore, the Kalorav is not a Rebbe in Borough Park. It says Shalom is Nitan Bench Bishin Ayin Vov Oisius. That means the Gimatria of Shalom is 376, right? Shin Vov Ayin is Shaveyav to cry. When is tefillah effective? Dafka when it's what? Therefore, it's important. Shar Shamayim, which is Shar Shamayim, is Gimachi Achdus Yisrael. Therefore, the Gemara says in Brachos Miyem Shachar of Beis Hamikdash Ninalu Shari Tefillah. What did the Churban Beis Hamikdash do with the gates of? Because why was the Beis Hamikdash Chorav? The Gemara says Yuma Daftes Sinas Chinam. Then the prayers aren't heard, right? So when we speak about Tefillas Harabim in Hengel Kabbal Yimos, right? It's not Pshat 10. What Rabbi Tursky of Hashalom used to say, it's not a queue to a bus. You're on a bus. You're waiting in the queue. Where 10 individuals got nothing to do with each other, and they're standing on the queue, right? Right? There's not a, hello? Not a bus stop, right? It's when 10 people are ba'achtus, there's an avon, an achva b'neyem, then it becomes, this is a vort, b'shmul achron, all the svarim ha'kedushim, tefillah b'tzibur, when 10 people care about each other, get together, then you v'keir rakil. Therefore, it's brought in svarim ha'kedushim, davas shalom, the kosovar brings, brought in all the svarim. When Klal Yisrael get together, the Klal, the Tzibur, the community, the Shul, the Bris Medrash, itself becomes a mikveh. Mikveh Yisrael Hashem, it's brought in Slonim Asforim, the mikveh is matar, Yisrael is matar, and the Abish is matar. Therefore, it says in Svarim HaDeshim, the Rishmeres, Yisrael brings from the Yidah Kodesh, Vayakel Moshe, Vayakel is Gimatria, mikveh. And the Degel brings famously, Kuma Ezra Solonu, Kuma, Kuf Vav Mem Hei, scramble the letters, what do you got? Mikvah. Right? Just like you see Tzaddikim stories, they had a Peil Yeshua, Machshaleves, they went to Mikvah. So just like Mikvah, Peil Yeshua is Vayakel, Gimachi Mikvah, but Kuma, when Yidin get together, then as Rosalim. Oh, that's Pratnam, famous Medrash, why Yidin David and not answered. You don't know the secret of the Shem HaMeferish. What's the secret of the Shem HaMeferish? It's brought in all the Sfarim HaKadoshim, and Avashalom, various places, Divi Yisrael, whatever. When one yid has another love to another yid, ava. What's the gematria of ava? 13. You have ava, you do something for another yid, so he feels whatever, he does ava back. How much is 2 times 13? 26. If yid will only have care about each other, right? And that's the kliach, it's both from the first Belzer Rebbe. What's the gematria of kamoicha? 86. Which gematria? Elokim, midas adin. Right? That's the koyach of tefillah b'tzibur. That's the koyach of Torah b'tzibur. Do you ever notice the famous Maril, Shalz Ruz Maril, Zimin Mem? When you write in Lashon HaKodesh, you're writing a sefer Torah, you're going to stop. You always write the letter from left to right. When you write the letter, though, in Lashon Kodesh, unlike Indo-European languages, you write from right to left. Two different directions. Because Torah itself is emes. Emes is din. Justice. Strict. Right? So in Torah Gufa, there's a tziruf. Torah is compared to Eish. Mimine Eish das Lomay. Halikoy Dorek Eish. Torah is also compared to Mayim. Two opposites. In Torah, when you mamtik the dinim through... How do you mamtik dinim through Torah? When dafka, you learn for others and you care for others. Let me give you an example. Which is Derech Agav. This is one of the reasons why everyone knows how many days are there in the 49 days. There are 49, which is Gimachi left toif. To get a heart. How do you do that? All right? Oh, yeah. You remember just by Derech Agav in Pirkei Avos, there's somebody called Rabbi Yechon Mazakei? Yeah? And what's the most important? Who do you agree with of his Talmidim? Tzuru. Leif toiv, right? And therefore, what after he chooses the most important midah, leif toiv, what does he say himself? Im lamadta toir harbe al tachzik toiv la'atzmoch hilachach nizart. Yeah, why dafka? The famous vort, I've said this a countless times. It says, Rechem Zaka Kibel from whom? Anyone out there, anyone alive? Hil v'shama. And he used to say, what's Hil v'shama going to do anything? Hello? What do you know about Hil v'shama amongst a billion other things? In the Gemara in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel, 2.5 years they argued, they fought after Eshu, and Nimnu v'gamru, they counted, Neyach l'alav shaloi nivrithim. Why? Hello? but the Abraham Sefar created with the Baruch Hu Gedra Menoch Avedei. The Mashal, they counted. What did they count? So the Mashal famous, he says in the Makis, they counted Ramach Mitzvah Zaseh, Shasa, Loi Zaseh, Kun Tois, Yekor of the Hefzid, Yosem, better and easier not to have been born. What was I? Oh, but the Abraham Sefar created you. Why did he create you? So the Pasuk said in Eve, Ome Adam La Omel Yulot. Man was created la'omel. Says the Kodesh Zemagin of Yisro, la'omel stands for lamed, ayin mem lamed, lil moid al menas l'lamed. And if you're mezakis harabim, the Gemara says, ain't chepa al yodei. Kun tis the whole reason you were created, they're from lamadet, the Torah harabim, al tachsik toivet, don't keep the Torah for zich. Ki l'chach nitzart, al cheshbel being created, is in order to share Torah with others. This is incredibly relevant to this time of the year, and Dafka to Rishon by Yehoi, and this is the reason why Dafka, the Chavraya Kadisha, will Chodu, they rejoice Parshas Kedoshim. Right? By the way, just before I even begin, Dabar al Kol Adas, next words, Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael is Gimachi, a Kodesh of the Hashem Lekechim. The Kedusha of Am Yisrael is a similar, that's how you Nizdabik. How can you be dovak the Abraham Eshkona, right? Is the charaya by being misdabik to a chomim, being misdabik to a kol? I can't tell you how many times it just drives me up a twist. I see so many people who are superficially erlicha people tremetary mitzvahs. They don't have a shackles to a rav. They don't have a shackles to a kehila. They're like DIY, self-made people. They flit from one shul to another, whatever is more advantageous. They have no connection to a community, to a rav, to a gadol. They're like self-made people. And that's a churban. I can't begin to tell you what the churban ayados. And the whole idea of Shimon bar Yochai, no time to elaborate. Of Shimon bar Yochai is gimachir vayichon sham Yisrael ki ish chazal darshan ki ish echad belev echad etc. 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 What is this connected? Why do we have avelus and sfiras oimer? Because the Gemara says in Yevamis of Samach Beis there were 12,000 zugos because Torah has right. And they were all killed in Perek Echad between Pesach and Shavuos, and the world was shamem until Rabbi Kiva taught the five Rabbi Seder Shabbador. Why? What was the aveir? What did they wrong? Shali nagu kovid zebuza. What is it coming out? Like Mrs. Etiquette, you know, they put the knife on the right side, not the left side. They give the right kovid. They didn't stand up. So the tefillah tzaddik for Azad, a churban, 24,000, didn't give up a shikul kovid, whatever. Hello? So you find the Tzvil Tzadik, do you know what the Gemara says when the five Talmidim he gave smicha to, so Rav Shimon bar Yochai told them, be careful, Arishonim lemezu elo shayu einayim tzora b'teira zeloza. It wasn't that they didn't give the right COVID to the Talmidim. They were, what's the word? Einayim tzora, they didn't fagin. They didn't share the Torah that they learned. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva comes and says, "V'haft lo riacha kamoicha." Not stamp some wonderful bumper sticker, you know. Zek hal gadol where, but Torah dal. In Torah learning, you have to share. Therefore, you find in the Gemara Brachas that Rabbi Kiva was moisur nefesh for harbotzas at Torah. Why? Because he lost 24,000 students and he felt an achrayas v'ashim in beroish kamas chazal dash. Right? There was moisur nefesh for Torah. Without attaching yourself to other people, to whatever, to other Eden, your Torah is shomim. The world goes, and that's why Chazal say, everyone knows Eishes Chayil is connected to Torah. Torah is Eishes Chayil. I'll take Murosh. How did the Eibishter create the world? Pi apostle of the Chachma of the Seiras Chesed. In fact, the Gemara, is there a Torah which is Chesed? The one answer is Torah Lishma is Torah Chesed. Torah Lishma is Torah Narchas. Another answer, Torah which you learn with others is Torah Chesed. And Fakir. That's just two separate. Elu ve'elu. If a person is learning Torah Lishma for the sake of the name of Torah, why is Torah called Torah? Milash Nairah, to teach. If you're learning Torah, Shaloi Lishma without the meaning of the word Torah Gufa, is the charaya you're learning if you're a kantlet, if you're a gassus, for your gaiva, for your whatever, for your shvigar, whatever, right? But you're not learning Torah Lishma, that charaya is not a Torah of chesed, you're not sharing with other people. And therefore, Torah is din. I'll give you an example. Pirchas Friedman says, I'm married to Gevort. The Gemara says on Rosh Hashanah, the first 3 hours of the day, right, don't dav. Because the first 3 hours of the day, the Eibush is done So that's when you get judgment, not time with it. Shelzich the Shaila, the Gemara elsewhere there says, in the 12 hours a day, Shalosh HaRishonis HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoyishiv Oisim Pateir. So what kind of dinim are there the first 3 hours? David's learning Torah. Hello? No, Torah Gufa is din. Alderot the Gemara says, but Rashi brings, B'tchilu the Eibishter wanted to create the world with Midas Hadin. Yes? He saw the world is not a Kent Shitvi Memrizrach. Why is Torah din? Because Torah is emes. And emes is din. I mean, you can't mess around. It's emes. So what did the Eibishter do? He said, make your Torah Torah's chesed. Whether you're to teach others, or even if you're a student, but learn berabim. And Chazal say, mi talmida yoyser, mi kulun. So your Torah becomes a Torah of chesed. The pi apostle b'chachma. Torah starts with what letter? Rashis. Rashis. Rashis is chachma. Pi apostle b'chachma. But let's say rachis, it's beer rachis. Why don't we start with an aleph? So, aleph is or base fat. Aleph is one. If you're learning Torah alone, cherev al abadim v'noyalu, cherev al tzeneir, it becomes or. Torah, which is a base, which are two people, a chavrut sashir, tzifia, halicha is besa. We start off with a base. You don't become a lazy guy. Your Torah therefore becomes a Torah which creates and sustains and inspires the world. Right? And that's pshat. The famous one, Chayim HaKadosh. A prefix, lo Hashem, lo, before, is Nimchokim. After, the Kechem, because the Yid can't be higher than the Eibishter. But afterwards, the Yid is Dovuk in the Eibishter, a Yid is Dovuk in a Tzibur, whatever, of whatever level, a Yid is Dovuk in Tzadikim, then you're at Chayim Kulchamim, you bring Kedusha in the world. I'll tell you a story just before we finish. Just off the press. Okay, you'll make me. I've done greater averages in my life. Just, I just remember the story. I said over Shabbos, my shul, our Shabbos book. Just happened right now, like a few weeks ago. There was recently a chasener to Yisrael, and it was mamish agavaldi gesimcha. First of all, the kala was 33 years old. It was like, Baruch Hashem, she made it. But wasn't what made the newspaper is not that a 33-year-old Kala was getting married. The father was under the chuppah with the Chosin Kala. He was 95. It's not a 95-year-old man bringing his child to the chuppah. Makara. It was a Chayis Mizrachnik, a Dati family, and they're all fine people. They were very, very happy, optimistic people. Nebuch, in 1984, Mem Dalid, there was a war in Lebanon, and one of the sons was in the army, and he was Nebuch killed. Shem Yom Kippur. The mother suddenly plunged into a deep morbidity and depression. Everything is black. Life is not worth living. She had one son, a Shidduch Chabadnik. So he said, you know, Ima, come with me to the Rebbe. Give her $1,000. There's like 4 years afterwards, whatever. Come with me to the Rebbe, get a bracha. Maybe you could snap out of your depression. He went. He told the Rebbe, this is my mother, and we had five brothers. One of them perished and died in the war. And the Rebbe gave her $4 for the four sons. He gave another dollar for the bat, for the daughter. She walked out of there dead. I spent all this money coming to New York. Well, not wealthy people. Either the Rebbe's hard of hearing, or he's like, you know, you get almost 90, you lose it, you know. What kind of bat? There's four sons. There were five sons, now there's four. What kind of bat? So she started asking, the Chabad was very embarrassed, like maybe he started asking, something. The daughter-in-law, she was like, underwhelmed, and she went back to her. A few months later, she doesn't feel well. She went to this doctor, that doctor, said to the woman's doctor, gynecologist, hin, a hair, bidikot, they can't find anything. Finally, the doctor says, I'll take one more test. And they say, madam, she sits down, I got news for you, you're pregnant, you're expecting. He says, Ken Zion, you're taking the mickey out of me. I'm 53 years old, my husband is 63. I'm like, hello. He says, hello. The tests don't lie, you're pregnant. But you're an advanced age, your husband's even older. It's like very dangerous. I advise you strongly, terminate, abort. She took a second opinion. Another doctor said, even worse, pessimistic, you must do it. I'm sure you weren't. She made a cheshbon that when she conceived was right after she got the dollar from the now, penny dropped. She went back to New York with her son. They told the Rebbe the story. What the doctors are saying is like, it's comes to fascists, whatever. She said, the Rebbe said, instead of spending the next 6 months, whatever, going from wait, spending in waiting room of doctors, spend the time, go to Ezra's Noshim Seitilim, Yitzhak Ditsu, you'll be healthy, you'll be a Leida Bekalu Benokal, and you'll have a healthy child. Kachab, the girl was born. A girl. Then it's a Mafreya, the dollar for the bus. Right? End of the story. A few weeks ago, Mamish was in the papers. This girl at 33 just got married. So she's 95, she's 85, and they just settled the chuppah, gewaldig, berev, be'erev, simcha, to celebrate her. She finally got married. What's the moifus in the story? That a Rebbe has Ruach HaKodesh Koyach, otherwise he'd be the Rabbi of Holy Law, not a Rebbe. Right? The moral of the story is, look at the moifus of the story is, look at this lady, Pashat Yidina, right? The doctors say, Azoi. A tzaddik says azoi, and you mevatel your das to what the divrei tzaddikim. You miskalel, you mevatel yourself to the klal, to tzaddikim, to halach, whatever, and the Eibishter gives you ultimate nachas. And that's why the chevraya of Shimon Yehoi, who is megaled the soid not only of Torah but the soid of Yid. So therefore, it's brought in Sfarim Hakdoshim. Vayid is akdoma to Shavuos. Pesach is the yontif of creating a kol. I have no time to elaborate. I'll tell you one story fast. There was a great tzaddik called Remneta of Shinova. Mamish like, no one knows about him, but he's like, wow. So they once asked him, why is this gola so bitter, so finished, so much sorrow, so called Yisrael? He said, you know what, Eliyahu Hanavi is coming to me in a few days. For the Seder, I'll ask him. Second day of Pesach, Eliyahu comes, he asks him the Shaili, pops the question. Eliyahu Hanavi, the answer is, because Alayla al Zekulonum Besubim. The Yechain Pe'er, the Medina Ruv, the Sfazem brings this forth. What's Kalaila Zekulonim Besubim got to do with Manishtana Laila Zek, this bitter finster goes? They went with this answer of Eliyahu Hanavi to the Netta, and they went to the Melech of the Shems. I'll tell you why, because the Gemara in Bechiris, the Ches, somewhere like that, says Mesubin brand, the husk. It's not bargibul. You can't, if everybody makes Shabbos for Zich, and you're not miskal with the Tzibur, right, and there's Pirud, therefore Halayla Zeh Kulanu Mesubin. And therefore that's Pesach, I have no time to elaborate, if Matzah is a bargibul, Matzah is Gimatria Kol, Chometz is Gimatria Cholok, division, disharmony, discord. And therefore, this leads us to Shavuos, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahor, which is Gimatria 1, 2, 2, 2, which is Gimatria Leisizes Achicha Bilvavecha, which is Gimatria Geula Titnu La'oretz, and that brings the Achdus of Chal Yisrael, brings the Abrahams to our Tfilis, and brings Geula. Oh.